June 27, unto a perfect man, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 4:13. As we advance step by step in the path of obedience, we shall know how true is the promise that they who follow on to know the Lord shall know that His going forth is prepared as the morning. Clearer light is ready to shine upon all who follow Him who is the light of the world. Everyone who takes upon him the yoke of Christ with full determination to obey the Word of God will have a healthy, symmetrical experience. He will enjoy the blessings that come to him as a result of the hiding of his life with Christ in God. In business life, he will work out the principles laid down in Christ's Sermon on the Mount. He will renounce the bag of deceitful weights and will despise the fraud of tricks in trade. He has an abiding sense that he is a part of the heavenly firm and that it is his duty to trade upon the talents given him by God. He realizes that he is adopted into the family of God and that he must act toward all as Christ acted when he was upon the earth. What a diligent, constant work is the work of a true Christian. Ever he wears the yoke of Christ. He has genuine modesty and does not talk of his qualifications and accomplishments. Self-admiration is not a part of his experience. There is much to learn in regard to what comprises true Christian character. It certainly is not self-inflation. The glory and majesty of God should ever fill our souls with a holy awe, humbling us in the dust before Him. His condescension, His wide, deep compassion, His tenderness and love are given us to strengthen our confidence and remove that fear which tendeth unto bondage. The Lord wants us to give Him all there is of us in a steady, evenly balanced Christian life. Let us not endure the thought of being religious dwarfs. We must ever be growing into the full stature of men and women in Christ Jesus till we are complete in Him. Christ will come and abide with every soul who will say from the heart, "Come in." He loves everyone who has a desire to follow Him.